I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower.
You know, Gary, bring the video camera next time, because we're to get Slynn skipping while he's singing is really a sight to see.
Yeah.
You know, the audio is good enough by itself, but if we could catch the skipping next time, that would just add cream in it on top.
That's great. So, one of the questions I wanted to ask Selwyn before we end this first hour broadcast with Rosie on the House is, you know, tell us what it takes to run a farm that's open to the public, where the consumer can come onto the farm.
Yeah, that was a different skill set that I had to acquire. I can tell you that. I think I was a little intimidated at first, you know, having that direct interaction with folks, but I'm naturally so charming and congenial that it really wasn't that big of an issue. But
you actually are, Selwyn.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. One of the things I think I learned very quickly is that people really are as interested in putting all that into context, you know, getting a little bit of information about all the different things that are available. And, you know, I kind of assumed that if I got out of people's way, they'd be happy to do that. But there's some folks that, you know, they're more than happy to kind of stand up there and chat about those kinds of things and spend a little bit of time putting what they're doing into context of the bigger picture of agriculture. You know, there's a lot of folks from rural parts of California and from the Midwest that move out here. And so they have a particular idea of what farming looks like in their mind, especially the folks that grew up in the breadbasket and stuff. And they're used to seeing, you know, field corn and wheat. And then, you know, there's 3 months where there's absolutely nothing out there. And so they really kind of get a kick out of the fact that we've got all this beautiful tropical fruit available to them in December, January. And so that kind of actually getting more involved with people than I thought. I was trying to get out of their way, and it turns out that they were really interested to kind of have a direct interaction with the farmer, and that wound up being one of the things that our customers really appreciated, was the fact that we took time to do that kind of thing for them. And so that was kind of nice. It's you know, there's some insurance differences that come with that, naturally, you know, and kind of the way that you pay attention to different things in the orchard, you know, kind of what looks good and making sure that it's a little bit more attractive. And, you know, I'm a little bit less worried about that kind of thing on the commercial side of things. I mean, we keep the orchard floor clean, but in terms of kind of dressing it up a little bit, I never have to worry about that out here. Guys that work for me in the trees themselves don't really seem to mind one way or the other.
On the insurance side of it, the liability issue is higher, of course, when you've got the consumer on farm ground.
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, you got wheelbarrows and you got kids running around, and there's always opportunities for that. But my customers are always patient with me and listen to my concerns when I mention, you know, try to take it easy out there and, you know, don't climb in the trees or do anything like that. And so far, I've been lucky. Steve Goucher, my insurance agent, if you're listening, it never happens. So my customers have always been really good about paying attention to that kind of thing.
And since we're on citrus and lemons, another trivia point, according to the health experts, citric acid in lemons is said to help dissolve kidney stones and maintain liver health. So if you have a propensity for those kidney stones, eat a lot of lemons. Actually, when it comes to lemons, in the morning, because I want to try to make sure I'm staying well hydrated, I'll put squeeze a little lemon juice in a 16-ounce glass of water and swig that down. I do that on a daily basis not because I'm fighting.
Yeah, lemon water is great.
Yeah, it's more refreshing and, yep.
And citric acid also cleans off scale, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know vinegar.
Until we're proven wrong.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. I know vinegar does that too.
Vinegar too.
Well, yeah. As to what?
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why lemon is such a successful crop, is because it has such a broad application like that. It's very commonly used in industrial stuff and in cleaning products and all kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
Way cool. Rosie?
Well,
I mean, what citrus can and can't do. I'd never even heard of a bergamot orange. But since I learned about it 30 minutes ago, I mean, the health claims for what that orange can do is unbelievable. It does everything except cure cancer.
And who knows, maybe...
Well, how many
bergamot oranges, you wouldn't have Earl Grey tea. That's where that bergamot oil comes from that makes Earl Grey tea. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. It's really, matter of fact, I've got a friend of mine that makes marmalade with it, and I jokingly call it Earl Grey marmalade. That's what we call it here at the house. But you
know. I'm scrolling through what it does to cholesterol, and it. I mean, this is, I learn something new every time I do this show.
So how many acres of that orange variety do you have? We might need to prepare our listeners for that, especially if you have a storm on the farm.
Yeah, I have one tree of it. That's why I wanted to cultivate some of that stuff to get a couple more trees going. Yeah, that's definitely on my list of things to plant.
Rosie, I'll go halves in on you. How about that?
There you go.
Does it get picked clean by the time the season's over? And is it
Yeah, there's only a couple of devotees, but yeah, they usually get most of the fruit off of it by the time it's done. And just while we're on the topic of medicine and citrus, lemons actually were a critical part of the first controlled medical trial ever conducted.
Ooh.
When they were doing studies on how to cure scurvy clear back in the 18th century, that was the first controlled medical trial, and lemons were an important part of that.
See, so. I told you the Justice family has all this very amazing trivia. If it's not history, it's health-wise. So, like I've mentioned a couple times that I've been to your U-Pick, I always get the grapefruit. How many varieties and what seems to be a favorite with the customers?
Yeah, so if you count, we've got a couple of grapefruit hybrids out there, like the Mellow Gold and the Oro Blanco. And so if you include those two, I think we've got five different varieties of grapefruit out there. The Oro Blanco is by far one of the most popular varieties we cultivate. We've got 20 trees, and usually within the first 6 to 8 weeks, we're almost totally cleaned out of those. They're just a very popular. They're a white grapefruit hybrid. They're very sweet. They've got a really mellow flavor to them, and they're really great. And as they mature, they just get a little bit sweeter as they go along. But we've got Ruby Reds. We've got the Red Blush, which was at one point in time, I think it's still the most cultivated grapefruit in America, and that's kind of your classic red. A grapefruit. And Julie came up with a great tagline for that. The reason why they're called red blush is where the fruit grow in clusters, and where they touch, it gets a little bit cooler there. So they get really, really pink at that point of contact. And so Julie said that when they kiss, they blush. And I mention that to people every time they come out now. She's a great
turn of phrase. Yay.
And something I think we need to help break the mentality with consumers is you don't have to keep citrus isolated. When you go to the grocery store, you've got orange juice with or without pulp. You've got grapefruit. It's all separated. We have about 10 years ago planted around a dozen citrus trees. And sometimes one fruit might not be ripe, but it's still good enough for squeezing. And we'll go and just pick a random variety, whether it's, we may end up with two Pink Lady grapefruits, a couple navel oranges, a Mexican lime, and a few Meyer lemons. We'll squeeze them all together and have a different variety. I mean, every single drink is different, but it's all fun. And a lot of times, when you get orange juice by itself, sometimes that can be, really strong. Well, you blend it with a few other different types of citrus, and it kind of smoothens out the hard acids.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, with a lot of commercial orange juice in Florida, they have early season sweet oranges, and then they've got late season juicing oranges, and they'll actually test the sugar, and so to get a consistent variety, they'll add a little bit of early kind of that late season stuff. They'll add that to the early season stuff to cut that sweetness out, just like what you're talking about. So yeah, you're right there on the cutting edge, just like the rest of the industry.
Romy, you know what that sounds like to me? Successive ripening. Ah. Farmer Greg's onto something.
There you are. So tell me, what's one of the most common questions that your customers that come to the U-Pick ask you, and what has surprised you with the interaction with your customers at the U-Pick?
Yeah, I think a lot of folks actually have questions about their own citrus trees. And I have some folks that kind of joke about, well, you know, I don't want to compete, you know, with your business here. So I get a lot of questions about citrus, usually watering schedules and that kind of stuff. And we talk about that. But as far as the citrus itself goes, the most common question, of course, is what do you recommend? And so we've kind of developed this informal survey that we do kind of there. I got it from a friend of mine, which is he asked them about what kind of stuff they like that isn't citrus. And you can kind of get dialed in, you know, that way and figure out if they really like sweet stuff or if they prefer something that's a little bit more bitter. Because sometimes if you ask them that question, they'll veer away from the bitter stuff, I think, because they get a little bit preoccupied. They don't want it to be super tart. But, you know, you ask them kind of what kind of, sometimes, you know, what kind of beer do you drink or, you know, what kind of dessert do you like? And we can help folks get dialed in on a favorite that way.
So based on that, we get
questions about, you know, how does growing citrus work? And, you know, we talked about the grafting, like we had a chance to discuss a little bit earlier. And so, as a result of that, people walk away with quite a bit more knowledge than they wanted, especially given my proclivity to talk.
And it also sounds like based on their palate, whether they're sweet or tart, you know where to send them in the orchard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have really clearly laid out map there, and it has all the varieties listed, and the trees are marked. And so it makes it really easy for us to send them on their way. And don't get me wrong, anybody can find some way to get lost eventually out there, but we're always on hand to get them sent in the right direction.
I did notice the last time I went there that the signage was very clear and easy to figure out what variety you were trying to hunt for or head towards. So tell us one more time for the listeners that are getting, you know, we're really making their juices flow and their taste buds with a citrus variety. How do I get there?
Sure. Yeah. So our farm stand is open every weekend at our home place, and that's on at the intersection of Bullard Avenue and Peoria in Waddell, Arizona. So if you're coming off of the 303, which is the main highway down over there, it's just 3 miles east of the 303 on the south side of the road. It's a big, you know, got a big shade structure out there with some signage. And the U-Pick is even easier to get to. All you do is you get off of you get onto Greenway Road and you keep going west until the road runs out. And where the road ends, the signs begin. You just follow them out there, and that's where we'll set up. And that'll be, we're hoping, fingers crossed, to have that open on the second weekend in January. But the farm stand's open now. And both of them are going to be open from 9 to 3 every Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you, Selwyn.
And like he had mentioned earlier, we're not ripe yet, so we will be, as soon as it's open, we'll let all of our listeners know. But you can also go to their website, Justice Brothers. Just the letter U, not YOU, justicebrothersupick.com. We'll put that, of course, on the archive page. We'll put it on our social media. There was a link in our newsletter that goes out every Thursday with a preview of what's coming up in Saturday's broadcast. So it's the U-Pick Citrus Farm in Waddell.